Waseca Blue Jays football for 2022 is on News Talk 1170 AM 106.3 FM.
Come on, let's go!
And brought to you by The Yellow Mushroom, iWealth agent Brian Connors, Mediacom of Waseca, Demel Ford, Ameriprise agent Kevin Walters, and Edward Jones agent Nyla Hagen. Now let's hit the sidelines with Don White and Dale Kuyath.
Well, good evening, everyone, and I guess Cougar kind of close to a sideline as we get set for girls basketball. Don White along with Dale Kuyath, which should be an interesting one here tonight. We have your Lady Jays and the St. James Area Saints. Well, the Lady Jays come in, Cougar, with a pretty good record at 13-7. The last time we were sitting here a couple of weeks ago, they rallied from 12 down and beat JCC in a terrific night where both the boys and the girls won coming from 12 down. But since then, Coug, they've lost two tough ones. They lost to a good Fairmont team by 11, and then they lost to a good New Ulm team by 4. But, you know, here you are with 13 wins. You're sitting okay.
Yeah, I think they're, when they look back at the year, they'd be pretty happy with where they are right now because there wasn't a lot of experience to start the season, and a lot of young kids have had to step up, and they have. So they're still figuring out how to get Chloe Watt open every time down the court and get her the ball, and they're getting better. They've had a good year, and I think they're getting better.
As you look at Section 2AA, Coogan, it's not too early to do that now. Lake Crystal is they're the class of the section. They're 22-1. And they're beating people up left and right. Then you have NRHEG, a team, Coug, that the Lady Jays play, I think, next in a couple of weeks. Then come the Jays at 13-7, tied with Waterville Elysian Morristown at 13-7. Then St. Clair, Coug, at 15-6, Maple River, Blue Earth area, and Medford. Now, the Lady Jays did beat St. Clair. So,
right.
I mean, that section is, you know, other than the bottom two, Coug, it's tough.
Yeah, very tough this year. Of course, like you said, Lake Crystal's the definite favorite. Only one loss, and they went to state last year and returned just about everybody from that team. So they're the definitely one seed, and everybody is shooting for them. But there's a lot of teams behind them that are better than average this year.
The big southeastern section right now, Coug, has the Lady Jays on top. They're 5-4 in the conference, 5-1 in the division. Then comes Fairmont right behind them, Jackson County Central, and Blue Earth area. So that's kind of, I think, shaking out like a lot of people thought. But it's there's, you know, I think, Coug, the meat grinder of the season is still left. So you got to be peaking right now if you want to, you know, if you want that home game for playoff time.
Yeah, definitely. This is down the stretch run now, and this is when you want to get a little better every night, not hit any slumps now, because tournament time's here before you know it.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and hear from head coach Joan Conway next. We will be back in 1 minute. This is Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Federated Mutual Insurance Company is hiring in Owatonna and Mankato. Federated Insurance offers full training, competitive pay and benefits, plenty of room for growth, and an unmatched company culture. We are seeking talented professionals who are comfortable working with multiple computer systems and who have a strong attention to detail. No insurance experience is required. Join a company that values hard work and continues to thrive and grow. Learn more and apply now at federatedinsurance.com.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
This is the pregame. Joan Conway with us. And, Joan, since the last time we spoke, you've had a couple of games in between that really terrific finish with JCC. I think a couple of close ones, losses, but, you know, how do you think, you know, things are as we really start to close in on tourney time?
You know, we had a couple nice wins, and then, you know, Fairmont's a really good team, and New Ulm's a really good team. So I think we're disappointed. in a performance Fairmont overall. Not our effort, but, you know, performance. And against New Ulm, we just got off to such a poor start, and then we just battled, and it ended up being 4 points at the end. So, I mean, against a really good team, I feel that there's things to build on. So, you know, we've always said that we're working towards being the best version we can be in the playoffs. And playing teams like Fairmont and New Ulm and St. James tonight are going to test our skill and help us prepare for, you know, the big moment when you want to put it together, you know.
Yeah. And you're facing a team and a program tonight, Joan. Just a couple of years ago, they were struggling to put 10 points on the board in a few of the games. And they have really had a nice resurgence. I think they're a 12-win team this year. I was looking at their schedule, some really quality wins. It looks like a pretty good, pretty athletic team.
Very athletic. They're long and athletic, and they can shoot the heck out of the ball. And they will shoot quick. And, you know, they have a 3-2 zone they're going to run and use that length to their advantage. So it's a little bit different defense, and I don't think we've seen one yet this year with that. So and they're really good at it. So that's going to be a big challenge tonight. And kudos to Steve. This St. James program is not what people might have thought of as St. James in the past. They've very much rebranded themselves, and kudos to them. But we surely want to compete with them tonight.
So what is it going to take to get out of here with what would be a very important W?
Well, we're going to defend the three-point line. We're going to have to make sure they don't get open looks at three, because if that happens, then they're going to put it down. And we're going to have to get shots that we want. You know, we're going to have to knock some threes down. We're going to have to get the ball into our posts. You know, we need that combination, and we need to take care of the ball. And I think if we do those things, we should be all right.
Do you think you have some areas where you have an advantage tonight?
I would say, I mean, you always want to think that your post play is going to be, you know, an advantage on that. I want to see our defense. We'll find out, because they've been, you know, like, you know, they played JCC and they both were in the 90s, you know, after we had our game in the 40s with them, you know, with JCC with JCC. So, you know, I think that that'll be the test there. Can we defend? And that includes the transition defense. And I think if we can do that, that will be to our advantage. Just slowing the game down and making them play defense and do that part is to our advantage. If this becomes a track meet, you know, then that's not going to be. So if we can make it a game that we're comfortable with, then that's the biggest thing.
And finally, are we healthy?
We're healthy.
Fantastic. Joan, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Joan Conway on the pregame, back in 1 minute with Seca Lady Jays basketball.
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Back in Waseca, Don White, Dale Kuyath on 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, and NewsTalk1170.com. And here come the St. James Lady Saints under the direction of head coach Steve Whitcraft. Here's a team that's played pretty good. They have a record right now of 12-8. During the month of January, they had a five-game win streak and then have just lost their last two. They lost to Laverne 55-40, and then, Coug, on Monday, they lost to JCC 98-92. So they're a team, Coug. They're interesting because seems like they, you know, they played some games down in the 40s, but they've also played a lot of games in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Well, a tough team to play against.
Yeah, you said it. We were down there a few years ago, and I think our seventh graders could have beat them because they had to do all they could to get 10 points for the game. They were just at the bottom of the ladder, and now they've got 12 wins. They're athletic. Joni says they can shoot the ball, so Yeah, they've really come back, and I see there's only two seniors on their roster. They have like six ninth graders and a seventh grader on the roster, so the future looks much, much better for St. James.
The Big Southwest is Laverne. Boy, Coug, they're playing really well. They're 17-2, unbeaten in the conference, 12-0. Pipestone area is 12-7, then St. James area 12-8, Windham area 12-8, and Redwood Valley 5-15. So you've got yourself, you know, right in the hunt. But it just seems like, Coug, it's a team that is going to pose some problems because, you know, we face teams that shoot threes, Coug, but according to Coach Conway, they just don't shoot threes. They get it, and they shoot it really, really quick. So what do you got to do against a team like that?
Well, we got to definitely hold it down to Waseca's tempo, not St. James' tempo. Slow the ball down, work it around like we have for a good shot. We have an advantage in the post. If we can get it into Wad, she should be able to do some damage inside tonight. So we do not want this to turn into a track meet, as Joan said.
Yeah, and they did senior night, Coug, where they honored the seniors and went through that. Also, there are two seniors with the St. James team, and you said, tell them the story of why, what Coach Conway did.
Well, I can't quite remember where it was at, but where the Jays just played recently, it was senior night for the opponents, and they brought a flower and gave it to the Waseca girls that were seniors, which was really a classy little thing. So Joan decided to implement that tonight, and the Waseca girls gave the two St. James seniors the flower.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Tonight, Coug, the boys are over in St. James, and, boy, you brought up an amazing stat. They've got a chance at something pretty big if they can maybe run the table here.
Got a legitimate chance to hit the 20-win mark.
Unbelievable.
Who would have ever thought that at the start of the year? And this will probably be an interesting game for them tonight, too, because I know St. James has only won four or five games, but they score a lot of points. So the Blue Jay defense better be ready to work tonight.
Yeah, they come off a really tough loss. Coug, what a six-point loss to New Ulm the other night, I think Tuesday. So, you know, New Ulm kind of got their number, but they're hanging in. And they also, Coug, are much like the girls here. You know, they're in the hunt for a seed. You're going to have to win a few more ball games, I think, to get that three and get that home game, the boys.
Well, tough section for both the boys and girls this year. The boys, you know, they might top the 20-win mark and still be the third seed in their section because Maple River's only lost one or two, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial only a couple, and those two teams split during the year. So it's going to be a great section, but the Jays are certainly hoping for the three seed.
Yeah, I would think. And I think, wasn't it Lake Crystal and Maple River played for the section crown last year? So, but you and I have said it, Coop. I don't know who wants to play the Jays. If they're just shooting the basketball pretty well, they're a team you just do not want to play at tournament time.
Exactly.
Now, the girls, Coug, they're kind of similar because if that inside-out game is working, the girls can be a very formidable opponent.
Yeah, it's very much how the defense approaches Waseca. If they're going to double and triple team Chloe Wad on the post, then Waseca just absolutely has to knock down some of those three-pointers because she's getting better at seeing the double and triple team and kicking it out to the open shooter. If you don't make those shots, the double and triple team just continues until you show the opponents that you can drop a few of those. So, yeah, we've been impressed with the Blue Jay ball movement, and most of the times we've seen them, they've shot the ball pretty well from the outside. So that will definitely have to continue tonight.
But if you look at the season overall, Coug, they're going to have to be better. They shoot 39% from the floor and 28% from three. Now, if you can get into the 30s percent-wise from three-point range, that's pretty good.
Yep.
But I think they're going to have to be a little better in 39% from the floor to get it done here at tournament time. So, but at least it's fun, Coug, that we're not just going, well, we're going to be the sacrificial lamb. We got three wins, and it's terrible. You know, you're in the mix.
Yeah, you're definitely right, and you know, the way Joni can get those girls to play defense, you never want to count them out because their defense can keep them in games when the shots aren't dropping as well as you'd like.
Yeah, and as we've said, there is not anybody more prepared than Coach Conway when it comes to game time. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get our starting lineups, and, of course, we'll get Cougs' keys to victory here tonight. So let's take a break, and we will be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh-cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Welcome back, Don Wendell Kuyath, as we get set for high school girls basketball. Let's run through starting lineups. First of all, for your Lady Jays, it will be 5'7" senior Sam Azure. Sam averaging 13 a game. 5'7" senior Megan Kanawisher. Megan averaging about 5 per game. Also 5'5" senior Ella Dufault. Ella averaging about 3 a game. 6 foot senior Avery Madsen. Avery averaging about 8 per game. And Chloe Wadd, 6'2" senior Chloe, averaging 16 per game. Head coach Joan Conway. For the St. James Lady Saints, 5'8" freshman Journey Swanson. And get used to that Swanson name, Coog. You'll hear why. 6 foot senior London Swanson, 5'11" senior Taylor Sodoman, 5'5" freshman JC Swanson, and 6 foot sophomore Madeline Malmgren. Again, head coach Steve Whitcraft. Give me some keys.
Well, tempo is the key, I think, tonight. A fast game will favor St. James. A slow, patient game will favor the Blue Jays. I think the Jays got to dominate play in the post tonight. Chloe hasn't been real sharp in the last week or two, been getting into some foul trouble, missing some shots. I think she's got to establish herself early, and I think the Jays' defense is going to be tested tonight. St. James has some good athletic shooters, and the Jays got to be ready for them.
The Tampa is controlled by the Jays. They average 51. They give up 41. St. James averages 67. They give up 60. And right away, Coug, the Jays turn it over.
Not what you like to see on the first possession.
No. And you think the Jays are going to be tested tonight, Coug? So am I. There's three Swansons in the starting lineup.
Are you ever?
All right, here we go. That's London Swanson. Top of the circle, Journey Swanson. With the basketball is Taylor Sodeman. On the wing to Journey. Journey with the left-handed kind of a scoop shot in the paint. She gets fouled. She'll quickly go to the line. Lady Jays in their home blues with the gold numerals and trim. And St. James will be in their road whites with the red numerals and the black trim.
Well, let's hope that the Jays don't put in three can of whiskers at the same time as three Swansons are in, Don.
We can do it, though. That's pretty good. First free throw by Journey Swanson is good. Second offering, that one doesn't go, and Chloe will rip down the board, hand it off to Megan Kanawisher. Kanawisher across the timeline. Left wing with it is Mia with the basketball now. Madsen, free throw line back to Wad. Now Megan Kanawisher works about half court.
2-3 zone by the Saints.
Now Mia Kanawisher with the basketball. Dufault Koo got the start, and then they quickly brought in Mia Kanawisher. Ball is tipped away. It still will be Jay's basketball. The ball was tipped by Sodeman out of bounds. Still will be Waseca ball. Just underway here in Waseca. Big game. Nice inbounds pass to Madsen. She gets her shot blocked, though, right underneath the hoop. Rebound grab by Madsen. Out on the wing, Kanawisher cross court to Mia. Corner now Madsen. Megan Kanawisher back in the corner. Madsen. Madsen. Kanawisher. Now Mia and Megan playing catch. Free throw line, Chloe on the wing, Mia. Megan, skip pass all the way into the corner for Azure. Azure will penetrate. Azure floats in off the glass, good. Nice move by Sam. Lady Jays take a 2-1 lead. Quickly down court comes St. James. Ball is tipped and it's Madsen with the steal. And she'll outlet to Megan Cannon where she'll walk it across half court. And Coug, you just hope you can get what you did out of Madsen that night against JCC second half when she just carried the Lady Jays. If they can get something similar to that, Coug, boy, they become really interesting.
Since our last broadcast on, Azure's had a 37-point night for the Jays.
She did. Jays turned it over. Here's a pass underneath, tipped grab by London Swanson. She lost it out of bounds, but I think Megan Kanawisher knocked it away. It still will be St. James ball. Sodeman will inbound from the baseline. Sodeman looking. Her pass into the interior gets it into London Swanson, and London had her shot blocked. It still will be St. James ball. I think Chloe got a piece of that one. They'll inbound again. Sodeman will. Throws it way out top. Journey Swanson will hand it back to JC. Now they'll go low post feed. Shot up off the glass. Good. Nice catch by Madeline Malmgren. Good feed. Good result. 3-2. Saints.
Jays tried to front her, and the weak side help didn't get there quick enough.
Megan penetrates into the corner. Madsen, top of the circle. Azure. Kanawisher. Megan from the corner. High. Arcing three. Coug, that one brought rain. Holy cow.
And Megan's been scoring a little more lately for the Jays.
So Megan knocks it down. Very solid.
Jays, of course, are man-to-man, as they almost always are.
J.C. Swanson tried a low post feed to Malmgren. The ball was ripped away by Mia Kanawisher. I mean, she just ran by and big just took it away. Thief in the night. Madsen, right wing. Bounce pass to Megan. Right back to Madsen in the corner. Free throw line, Azure out on the wing. Now Mia Kanawisher, good look at a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound. A battle between Malmgren and Madsen, and the arrow possession is going to go to St. James. 5-3, Waseca. Big game here, Cool. Get to 14 wins. And if you're St. James, you're looking for 13. I mean, this is just a big game. Positioning attorney time. Here's Malmgren, little fadeaway in the paint. No good. Rebound grab by Wad. She'll hand it to Megan. We'll work it across half court. Kanawisher. Free throw line, Wad. In the corner, Azure. Head fake. Top of the circle, Madsen. Madsen back to Megan. 5-3 Waseca. Megan into the corner. Nothing there. Fires it out top to Azure. Azure, a little crossover, penetrates. Her leaner shot blocked by Sodoman. Sodoman fit the other way quickly. Here's a shot fired up and good by J.C. Swanson off the transition, and it's 5-5.
And the Jays weren't even close to getting back to defend that.
Mia Kanawisher, Sam Azure, left wing Kanawisher. Azure, 14-10 to go here in the first half. With the basketball, it is Wad. Bounce pass back to Kanawisher. Now her pass, she throws it to Azure and threw it, boy, back across half court. Third turnover on Waseca. Got underway a little late here. The game was supposed to start on the schedule at 7:15, which is with St. James. In fact, the boys, same thing, but it was kind of a long B-squad game, and they had kind of a ceremony before the game for the seniors. So tip off a little late tonight. They'll inbound to Malmgren. Now gets it to Swanson. That would be JC. Now Journey from the corner. Three, good.
Wide
and
open.
And there's that quick trigger three, Coug. 8-5, St. James. Into the corner, Madsen. Now Azure. Madsen, she'll try to answer with a three of her own, an air ball, and the rebound weak side grabbed by Malmgren up to J.C. Swanson. Swanson to Journey Swanson. Hands it back to J.C. J.C. spin move to Journey in the paint. Ball is knocked off of her leg and stolen. Lady J's come up with it. In the backcourt, it was Waseca's at Callie Dufault took it. Here's Azure. Azure, low post feed to Watt, and Watt is going to be fouled on the flyby by Journey Swanson. 13:15 to go in the half. 8-5, St. James. Azure will inbound. Fires it out top to Megan Kanawisher. Right back to the left wing. Azure, low post feed Watt. She finally got really good position, and Chloe up and in. There you go, Coop. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, they can do that if they're patient and get her the ball.
J.C. Swanson, Sodoman underneath Malmgren. Malmgren turns. She was going to work her way to the hoop, and she lost it. Just slipped right out of her two hands, out of bounds. Waseca will take over. Some substitutions on both sides, and now they're going to say, Coug, that it's
St. James ball.
St. James ball. Interesting. All right. And away we go. And these two teams, Coug, this is their first time we've played this year. They'll hand it to J.C. Swanson. She works top of the circle. Now Sodoman in the corner, Journey Swanson, and she'll take that thing quick. That one short, Wad the rebound. Wad outlets to Azure. Azure, a little crossover into the corner for Madsen. Madsen bounce pass to a cutting Azure shot block. She saves it into the hands of Wad. Wad in the corner. Now to Megan Kanawisher. Free throw line Madsen. Dufault in the corner. Azure, really good look at a three, and that's way off the mark. Rebound, run down by Dufault. Good job. Hands it off to Wad. And that is Callie Dufault. Callie in the corner. Kanawisher. Back to Callie. Megan Kanawisher and Dufault just playing catch. Cross court, Azure. Azure, pull up, baseline, little 10-footer, got it. I like that, Coug. She stepped in, knocks down a little 10-footer.
Don't see many of the pull-ups anymore.
No, they don't. Here's J.C. Swanson, turned it over. She kind of lost control of the ball, tried to throw it into the paint, and Wad was there to pick it off. 9-8 Waseca. And just as they're about to get into the offense, Megan Kanawisher traveled, turned it over. Mia Kanawisher will come in for Waseca, as will Addie Weisler, her first appearance on the night. Addie averages about 3 per game. 9-8 Jays. Malmberg, nice low post feed. She was looking for Malmberg Sodoman, and she turned it over. The pass was a little bit too far. Down court come the Jays. Weisler, wide open look in the corner. That one missed everything, and on the rebound, tearing it away is St. James, but they turn it right back over. Threw it right into the hands of Weisler. Here's Wad. Weisler back to Wad. Wad powers her way in, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Boy, Cook, I don't know if she knew where she was. It looked like she could have stopped and just popped that up in the air.
Yeah, she was at the low block, yeah. And I don't think, like you said, she knew it.
She ran right over the defender. Claire Watson, new player in the game for St. James, her first appearance. Claire is a junior, 5'3". Watson has it. Journey Swanson. Now with the ball, it is Sudeman. Fires out top. Journey Swanson in the paint. Malmberg. Malmberg, turnaround over Wad. Good. That was a nice shot. Malmberg makes it a 10-9 game. Mia Kanawisher, excuse me, to Asher. Back to Mia. Mia, low post to Wad. Wad gets too close. Boy, missed the shot. Got her own rebound put back. That one no good. But she'll shoot some free throws. New player in the game is Maddie Watney, 5'10" junior for St. James. Quickly back in will be London Swanson and J.C. Swanson. And as far as I know, Coug, according to Coach Conway, they're cousins.
Okay.
I don't think they're sisters. I don't know. Can't confirm it. 10-9 the score. Saints long three corner for Azure. That no good. The weak side board tipped out of bounds by Mia Kanawisher. Megan Kanawisher and Madsen will come back in. 10-9, St. James on top. We've had five lead changes in this game already. J.C. Swanson in the corner with the basketball is Claire Watson. Watson working on Weisler. J.C. Swanson, top of the circle, right wing now. Watson in the corner for Sodoman. She fires up a three, no good. And on the rebound, it's a battle between Mia Kanawisher and Watson. And on the rebound, the jump ball arrow goes to Asika. Tight one here tonight, 10-9. Asika trailing here early on. 10 minutes to go in the half. Megan Kanawisher at the Blue Jay logo. Make that Mia. Now Weisler. Weisler. Back to Mia. Corner for Megan. Megan. Free throw line. Madsen. Now Megan all the way across court to Weisler. Low post. There's a good look for Wad. Good spin. Turn. Banks it in. Nice quick spin, Coug, to that right hand. And the Lady Jays recapture the lead.
And if you ever scouted Wasika, you would put the defender about two steps on that left shoulder.
Yep.
Always wants to turn that way.
J.C. Swanson. Claire Watson. Now Sudeman into the paint. That is Whitney. And Whitney traveled. Turnover 7 on St. James. Let's see. Mara Aguilar is in the game now for St. James. As well as I think Journey Swanson came back in. Lady Jays remain the same. Mia Kanawisher to Weisler. She took her eye off it, went right through the wickets. Turnover. J.C. Swanson picked up the loose ball. Aguilar. Aguilar back to J.C. Swanson. Cross court to Journey. Now London Swanson. A three knocks it down. Woo-coo. Jones' scouting report is right. They are just fired. I mean, they barely even catch it. 8:45 to go, and here's a pass by Kanawisher way over the outstretched hands of Madsen. And that will be the sixth turnover on Wasika. Neither team, Coug, particularly sharp.
Nope. A lot of turnovers already.
12-11 is our score. J.C. Swanson to the baseline. She spins out top to Journey. Now Aguilar. J.C. J.C. bounce pass to a cutting Journey Swanson, and she couldn't get a handle on it. Ball rolled out of bounds, but I think it hit a Lady J on the foot. Still will be St. James ball. 8:28 remaining in the half. 12-11 St. James. Swanson. That would be the Journey variety. Now Malmberg. J.C. Swanson into Malmberg. J.C. Swanson, quick three, straight away, no good, and Madsen will come away with the rebound. 8:10 now to go here in the half. Kanawisher to Dufault, who just came back in the game, Callie Dufault. Right wing Azure, nice low post feed to watch. He got good position, missed the layup. Rebound grab by London Swanson.
Got to have those.
Absolutely. J.C. Swanson. Back to London Swanson. 7:50 to go here in the half. Aguilar. Journey Swanson. Swanson hands it to Swanson. J.C. will penetrate. J.C. over the top of Wad, missed the shot. And on the rebound, it hit Megan Kanawisher in the leg and rolled out of bounds. Sodom will come in. Aguilar will take a break. So both teams, Coug, look like they're going about eight deep tonight, seven or eight deep. The inbound to Journey Swanson. Back to Malmberg. Malmberg, nice pass underneath to London Swanson. And London, little head fake, got Madsen to foul her from behind. I don't think it's a shooting foul, or is it?
Madsen lost her on a high screen, and probably a good foul there because it was a wide open layup.
Yeah. So that'll be the first foul on Madsen, the team's third. St. James has two team fouls. Underneath, shot up, no good by Malmberg. Rebound grab by the Lady Jays. Up court is Azure to Madsen in the corner. Madsen, top of the arc. Mia Kanawisher. Now Ella Krautkramer just came in. Free throw line, Azure. Nobody picked her up. She takes a shot way short. Rebound grab by Malmberg. Down court, J.C. Swanson. Swanson lost it, got it back. Now in some trouble. Bounce pass on the wing to Journey. Malmberg, or Soderman, underneath to Malmberg. Malmberg, nice cut. Couldn't finish. Got her own rebound, though, and put it back up and in. So real good work that time by Malmberg. It's a 14-11 lead for St. James. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
KFOW, Waseca, Owatonna, 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, Southern Minnesota's home of Fox News.
Back in Waseca. Lady Jays basketball trailing by three, 14-11. By the way, you can listen back to any one of these broadcasts. Go to newstalk1170.com underneath Blue Jay Sports, and you can listen to any one of the broadcasts from the season. Hopefully a winning broadcast here tonight. Lady Jays trail by three, 6:50 to go in the half. Azure will work across half court. Right wing, Mia Kanawisher back to Azure. Ella Krautkramer to Mia Kanawisher, baseline Madsen. Top of the arc, Krautkramer. Krautkramer, Kanawisher, bounce pass underneath. Madsen was looking for Wad and threw it right into the hands of Sodeman. Sodeman pass down court is tipped and run down by St. James. Ooh, close. Lady Jays almost a steal there. J.C. Swanson, here cross court pass, threw it right into the hands of Wad. Turnover eight on St. James. Azure. Now Madsen, back to Madsen in the corner. Madsen, Azure playing catch. Azure penetrates. Azure, the runner in the lane, got it. Nice move by Sam. Sam averaging about 13 a game. Down court quickly, Journey Swanson, and she double dribbled. She caught it, she dribbled, and then picked it up and dribbled it again. And Coug, last time I checked, you can't do that.
Jay's got to create some action for Wad. They're just sending her to the block and standing. They got to cross her to the other side, go high, low once in a while, get some movement, because there's two Saints right in her lap.
Just double-teaming her. Both of them are six-footers, too, Coug, so there's not much advantage there. Here's Mia Kanawisher. Long three from the sideline. She got it. Wow. Coug, that was from the band where she hit that one. 16-14. That is our eighth lead change. J.C. Swanson to London Swanson. They'll go low post to Sodeman. She caught it but got fouled from behind by Mia Kanawisher. That'll be team foul number four and two on Mia. Sodeman. The inbound to J.C. Swanson. Right back to Sodeman underneath Malmberg. And again, those two could play well off each other.
Yeah, they do.
And Malmgren, she's got, I think, 8. And it's 16-16, our second tie. 5 minutes to go here in the first half in a real good battle. Madsen with the basketball. Kanawisher right back to Madsen. Madsen. Ella Krogkramer. Madsen in the corner. All the way across court, Mia Kanawisher. Now Krogkramer. Madsen, she'll put it on the floor. Cut off by a double team. Back to Azure. A long three from the sideline. That one way off the mark. Rebound grab by St. James. 4:35 to go here in the first half. Here's a bomb three by Sodeman. Got it. Wow. Boy, that was, again, a quick trigger three, 19-16, with Sika on Sika trails. Here's Azure, a runner in the lane. Just inside the free throw lane. Free throw line, and Sam Azure knocks down another one. 19-18. Sam's got 8. J.C. Swanson, right wing. Swanson picks up the dribble. Good defense. Now looks for a cutting Sodeman. She catches it and brings it out to the corner. Now here's Sodeman. Journey Swanson back to Sodeman. She'll take a three. That one short. Rebound. Grabbed by Watt, and she'll be fouled over the back by Malmgren.
Well, evidently these St. James girls have spent some off-season time shooting the ball.
Because
a couple of years ago, they couldn't have hit the wall from 10 feet.
No.
And now they get shots off quickly, and they knock them down.
Yeah, you look at their progression, Coog. They went from a couple of wins to about 7 or 8 wins, then 9 wins, and last year, like 12. So definite good progression. Kudos to that coaching staff. No good low post feed, baseline feed to Azure. She missed a little three-footer. And on the rebound, Wad was battling with Maddie Whitney, and the... I think they're going to call Wad with a reach-in foul. That'll be Wad's second, team's fifth. Watson back in for St. James. Wasika will bring in Addie Weisler. 19-18 is our score. Sodeman. Left wing, Journey Swanson. 3:25 to go. Sodeman to Malmberg. Pass is... taken away by the Lady Jays. Jump ball arrow is going to be St. James. Boy, Cook, I thought it was kind of a quick whistle.
Yeah, it was.
Because it looked like the Lady Jays were ready to wrestle it away, and then, boom, the whistle hit here. Would have been a nice turnover. Sodeman into Watson. Watson lost it, and Lady Jays will take it away. 10th turnover. Down court comes Azure. Azure in the lane. Azure pull up over two defenders. Short. Wad the rebound, and Chloe the dribble. The putback is good. Boy, they needed that, Coog. 20-19. And, folks, that's our 9th lead change of the half. 9th. Wow. 2:55 remaining. And a whistle blows away from the ball. I think it's going to be a foul on Wasika, if I'm right. Nope, it's going to be a foul on St. James. That'll be their 4th team foul. And the 3rd, Coog, on Malmberg, and that's huge. She's got 8 points, and now, Coog, she's going to have to sit for a while.
And she's physical on Watt as well.
Very much. Megan Kanawisher, corner for Weisler. Now Azure, baseline Watt. Watt, 8-footer, takes the shot, missed it. Rebound, grip. Well, it's going to be Whitney, fouled over the back. Lady J is not having a great shooting night by any stretch, but they have the 1-point lead, 20-19, 2:40 to go. Don White, Dale Kuyath here in Wasika. Sodeman, top of the circle. Sodeman hands it. Nope, actually is going to keep it. Works her way around the perimeter. And boy, she tried a ill-advised pass to teammate London Swanson, who really was not waiting for a pass and went over her outstretched fingertips out of bounds.
Terrible pass because you're trying to hit a girl on the baseline and you throw an alley-oop pass. Even if she catches it, she'll probably come down on the out-of-bounds line.
Azure, left wing to Dufault, Callie Dufault. In the corner for Azure. Azure, nice little move on the baseline, got around the defender, missed the shot, and on the rebound, Sodeman grabbed the rebound and had the ball knocked out of her hands. It will be St. James ball. 2019, we're down to 2:05 to go. J.C. Swanson. J.C. cross court to Whitney. Whitney who came back in. Whitney now to J.C. Swanson. Minute 50 to go. Journey Swanson at the free throw line. Journey to Whitney. Whitney will take it right around to Azure. Her shot way high off the glass. No good. Rebound grab by Megan Kanawisher up court to Madsen. Madsen back to Azure. Has Madsen taken a shot, Coug?
I don't think so.
A minute and a half to go. Here's Madsen. Right back to Kanawisher. In the corner for Dufault. Low post feed. Bounce pass to Wad. Little spin move. Too hard off the glass. Got her own rebound. Put back that. No good. But she got fouled. She'll shoot free throws. And this will be the first two free throws, Coug, of the half.
Wow.
And Chloe about... shoots right in that 53% range free throw wise. Here's Wad. She's got four on the night. Make it five as she hits the first free throw. Minute 19 to go in the half. Second offering for the senior. Got a moat. And we heard, Coug, that Chloe's going to, is it Crookston?
Yeah. You heard right.
And but we did not hear if she's playing ball. She's going into the agricultural field.
I don't think so. They didn't mention that. So
22-19. Underneath, oh boy, they were looking for Journey Swanson breaking to the basket and another bad pass. And Wasika is going to get the ball back. That's the 12th turnover on St. James. Wouldn't you think, Coug, the Crookston coach might say, hey, 6'2", pretty good player. You want to make a visit? And the free throw line, Azure almost had it stolen. In the corner, Dufault, long three, back iron, no good. Wad, the rebound ripped away by Soderman. Up court, J.C. Swanson, 48 seconds to go. J.C. coast to coast, wraparound pass, into the corner for London Swanson. Journey Swanson takes a look, takes a three, missed it. And on the rebound, it looks like Kanawisher grabbed it. Megan wrestled it out of there. Down court for Dufault. Back to Azure, 30 seconds to go in the half. Azure, Dufault. Dufault now back to Sam, 23 seconds to go. Wad in the corner. Wouldn't be a bad idea, Coug, just hang on to this thing.
Yep, I would hang for one here.
Here's Madsen with 16 seconds to go. Dufault. Dufault picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to Kanawisher. Turnaround shot in the paint. No good. And Whitney will grab the rebound with 7 seconds to go. Up court, Journey Swanson. Swanson in the corner. Here's Soderman for a three. Got it at the buzzer. That's why Kugish just got to wait a little longer to take that shot. Wow. And it's a 22-22 game at the half. Let's take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes with Sika Lady Jays basketball.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
I'm Nyla Hagan, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Federated Mutual Insurance Company is hiring in Owatonna and Mankato. Federated Insurance offers full training, competitive pay and benefits, plenty of room for growth, and an unmatched company culture. We are seeking talented professionals who are comfortable working with multiple computer systems and who have a strong attention to detail. No insurance experience is required. Join a company that values hard work and continues to thrive and grow. Learn more and apply now at federatedinsurance.com.
Back in Waseca, it's halftime. Your Lady Jays all knotted up at 22 with St. James. Well, let's look at the first half stats. Leading the way for Waseca, Sam Azure. She had 10. Chloe Wadd with 6, and then 3 apiece for both Megan Kanawisher and Mia Kanawisher. The Lady Jays were 9 of 27 in the half, 33%. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 7 times. For St. James, they were led by Madeline Malmgren with 8. 6 points for Sodeman, 4 for Swanson, Jace Journey Swanson, 3 for London Swanson, and 2 for J.C. Swanson. St. James was 9 of 20, 45%. They were 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 12 times. Coop?
Well, we should mention in the preliminary game tonight, too, Don, the Blue Jay B squad could not hang on to a 23-17 halftime lead and ended up losing to St. James 40-36. Rebounds in the first half, the Jays are doing a nice job. They have a 15-12 advantage on the board. Waseca has 7 offensive, 8 defensive for their 15. St. James just 1 offensive board, 11 defensive boards. Nice game for Chloe Watt so far. 8 of the 15 rebounds for the Blue Jays in the first half. 2 for Megan Kanawisher, 2 for Avery Mattson, and 1 apiece for Mia Kanawisher and Samantha Azure and Callie Dufault. 15-12, the Jays lead in rebounds at halftime.
And the game, we've had 9 lead changes, and we've had 3 ties, just to show you what kind of basketball game it's been. So, you know, Cougar, I just don't think the Jays have played particularly sharp. But, you know, you're sitting dead on tied, so not the worst scenario in the world.
Yeah, they don't seem like there's a lot of enthusiasm, and I can't imagine there wouldn't be. This is a big game. It's senior night. You're at home. All the things that usually work in your favor, but we just seem to be missing a little of that zip tonight. We definitely have to get more action in the post with Chloe, and that not just getting her the ball, but she's got to be moving from side to side.
Yeah.
Or we got to go a high-low once in a while. Now, about the last 3 minutes of the half, we seem to do a little better job moving offensively, and we've got to continue that against a 2-3 zone. Defensively, we've got to toughen up because we're losing some people for wide-open layups, and as Joan Conway said, they can hit the threes if they're open, so we can't leave them wide open for threes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, for the most part, Coug, defensively, I think we've been pretty good. I mean, you know, pretty good. I just think, you know, you're right. Offensively, they've got to find a way to get the ball movement to the point where they can free up Chloe a little bit.
Yep.
Now, you've got a nice situation here because Malmgren's out with three fouls, and she was the one who was fronting her or backing her most of the time, part of that double team. So you got to take advantage of this right now.
Definitely.
Because, you know, she'll probably come back in, I would think, after 5-6 minutes here in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. If she starts the second half, boy, you definitely want to go to Watt and see if you could get a quick fourth one on her to sit her down for a long time. But we just got to have more movement with the basketball. The only movement we seem to be getting is when Azure drives to the hoop. So the rest of them, we got to get some movement. Chloe can get a little more physical underneath and get the offense functioning like it has in the past.
Well, it should be an interesting second half, judging by what happened here in the first. 22-22 is our score. Let's take one more break. We will be back in 2 minutes with Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh-cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Well, we're back in Waseca getting set for half number two. And this one knotted up at 22. So we'll see which team can maybe separate themselves a little bit. Lady Jays have done a little bit better job of hanging on to the ball, but St. James shot the ball a little bit better. Knotted up at 22. Waseca will get the ball to start. Madsen and Coug, they got to get something out of Avery Madsen. Yeah. She hasn't even shot the ball yet. Here's Azure in the corner for Avery. Now Kanawisher, free throw line, Wad. Mia to Megan.
And St. James has jumped into a man-to-man to start the second half.
Megan, right wing, into the corner. Now Madsen, Azure. Azure, little head fake. Azure, pull up just inside three-point range. Way too hard. Rebound is going to be run down by London Swanson. Cross court to Soderman, who hit that big three to tie it right at the buzzer before the half. Journey Swanson. Well, they started Malmgren, Coug, so yep, they went right to her. Malmgren to J.C. Swanson. London Swanson. Pass underneath. Threw it right into the hands of Chloe Watt. Tried to go low post and went right through the wickets. Megan Kanawisher to Mia.
Just a one-time jump. They played man-to-man. Now they're back in that 2-3 zone.
There's Madsen to Kanawisher. Azure, she'll penetrate. Azure, the runner, over the top of Soderman. No good. Rebound grab by Azure. And Azure traveled with it. did a really great job of getting her own rebound, but then walked. So it will be St. James ball. And right now, Cougats, which team really wants to take this thing?
Yep. Sam's got to have a better shot selection.
Yes.
She just forces some shots that she doesn't need to.
With it is J.C. Swanson. Now Journey Swanson in the corner. 16:25 to go. Back to J.C. Swanson. Works her way all the way around. Free throw line. Takes the shot. Off the right side. No good. And the rebound was last touched by Malmgren. ...16:15 remaining. We're still knotted up at 22. Right wing, Mia Kanawisher. In the corner for Wad. Now Megan. Back to Mia. Tried to low post feed. Threw it right into the hands of Soderman. Soderman will bring it all the way the other way. Soderman, wraparound pass to Malmgren. Malmgren with the left hand lays it in. Really good feed. That was really nice work. She's got 10 now, and it's a 24-22 lead for St. James. Azure, Mia Kanawisher, low post Wad out on the wing to Megan. Megan fires it right back underneath to Chloe, who spins. Baseline, Megan, shot, 8-footer, good.
Nice job by Chloe. She got it in traffic, and she was really off balance and managed to get a good pass to Kanawisher.
Another tie, our fourth of the game. J.C. Swanson again goes to Malmgren underneath. Malmgren on the wing to Soderman, a three. Halfway down, rebound grab by Mia Kanawisher. Fights her way out of there with it. She'll come up the right side. Mia. Back to Megan. Right wing, Mia. Megan playing a little catch on the perimeter in the corner for Mia. Now Megan. We're knotted up again at 24. Here's Azure. To meet Megan. Now Madsen. Couple of head fakes. No. Mia in the corner for Azure. Azure that head fake. Penetration shot. Blocked and stolen away. Ripped out of the air by Soderman. Downcourt Journey Swanson. Just inside 3-point range. No good. Rebound Madsen. Quick outlet Mia Kanawisher. Mia right side picks up the dribble. Hands it back to Megan. Not an offensive how-to video here tonight, Coop, for either team.
But I think the Jays would like this pace.
Well, turnaround. Azure saw nobody at the free throw line. Gardner, she just fired it up and in. 26-24, but then J.C. Swanson.
Slow getting back, and a foolish foul to boot.
And she quickly lays it up and in and gets hacked. She'll shoot free throws. We've had four free throws shot in this entire game. Weisler will come in. Mia Kanawisher takes a break. Three fouls, Coug, on Chloe Wad.
Yep. Two key inside players, one for each team with three fouls now.
And Swanson hit the free throw, so it's now 27-26 lead for St. James. Weisler in the corner for Madsen. Boy, Coug, they need her to step up and do something right now.
Yeah, we remember that second half had the last time we broadcast.
Well, there's another shot block by Soderman. She blocked Azure's shot at the free throw line. Now Soderman the other way for a three. No good. And the rebound was knocked out of bounds by J.C. Swanson. And I think the Jays are going to call a timeout. Just nothing happening right now, really, for either team. Lady Jays trail by one. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
I'm Nyla Hagan, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jays Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
St. James on top. The game is featured... 10 lead changes. We've had four ties. Right now, St. James, the one-point advantage. But it's just one of those games, Coug. It seems like scoring is just almost impossible.
You would think low scoring and slow pace would favor the Jays.
Absolutely.
But not so far.
There's Addie Weisler. Weisler in the corner. Madsen finally gets a look at a three, and Avery knocks it down. And Cook and Avery just come out of hibernation here and carry us like she did that night against JCC. Here's London Swanson to answer back with a three way short, and Madsen runs down the rebound. Up court to Azure. Azure, free throw line. Azure on the wing for Dufault. That would be Callie. Callie, wraparound pass underneath to Wad. Turnaround baseline, no good. Got her own rebound. Putback is good.
Nice job of following the shot.
And how about that, Coog? The Lady Jays open up a four-point lead, showing a little spark. 13 minutes to go. With the ball, Journey Swanson. Journey, bounce pass to J.C. Swanson. Now J.C., back to Sodeman. Sodeman, spin move in the paint. Her pass to Malmgren hits a leg and goes out of bounds. Still will be St. James ball.
You and I commented the other day, Don, about you never see kids follow their shots anymore.
No. Well,
Chloe Wadd was after that one as soon as she let it go.
Yeah. Well, the inbound to Whitney, who just came in. She shoves up a left-handed turnaround and knocks it down. Maddie Whitney with a big bucket, 31-29. 12:30 to go here in the ball game. Madsen to Azure in the corner. Weisler, she's got a good look at a three. Way short. The rebound grabbed by Dufault. Hands it to Azure. Cross court to Madsen. Madsen goes baseline, and she's going to be fouled.
That way, Avery, get a little more aggressive now.
Well, you notice, Coog, the team tends to pick up the pace a little bit when Avery's involved here.
Well, she should be. She's a good-sized girl. She should be scoring for Waseca.
Absolutely. Mia Canawish, well, both the Canawishers come in. Madsen and Weisler will take a break. Lady Jays by two. Azure will inbound to Dufault. Dufault head fake into the corner for Azure. Wide open three. No. And the weak side board grabbed by Malmgren. She'll outlet to J.C. Swanson. Cross half court. J.C. hands it to Sodeman. Sodeman thought about a three. No. Passes underneath to Malmgren. Great catch. Her shot over Wad, though, no good. And Chloe changed it. Up the right side comes Megan. Now Azure. Mia Canawisher, corner, three, rims off, and the rebound grabbed by J.C. Swanson. But I think they're going to call a push-off,
yeah,
Krug, on J.C.
She pushed off on Doofy, and that doesn't take much to move little Doofy. But
Lady Jays, one team foul here in the half, two on St. James. Azure from the baseline into Watt. Ooh, almost threw it away. Canawisher in the corner for Azure. Azure another three. Azure way short. Wad, great rebound. Wad out to Azure. Now Megan Canawisher right back to Azure. Azure, skip pass, cross court to Mia. Now Megan at half court resets it. Left wing Mia. Mia will penetrate, hand it to Wad on the baseline. Now Dufault. Dufault back to Megan. Free throw line, Azure. Nice head fake. Azure will go to the hoop. Off balance shot, no good, but there's Wad with the putback. Chloe Wad Coog has cleaned up a couple of messes, 33-29. Journey Swanson into the paint. Cut off by Wad. Now Mandy Whitney, 11:05 to go. Whitney backs in Dufault. And Whitney traveled. That's turnover 14 on St. James. Claire Watson in for St. James. And J.C. Swanson will take a break. 11:01 to go. Lady Jays by four. Coog, you can go on a little run here. I don't know if St. James has the offense here tonight to climb back in if you can get a little lead. Dufault, Canawisher, cross court, Azure. Azure, another runner, too hard off the glass. She's done that way too often tonight. Malmberg the rebound. Hands it to Sodeman. Sodeman brings it the other way. Sodeman in the paint. Tried a no-look pass to Malmberg, Coog, but Malmberg was in a different spot. Not even close, and she threw it away.
Well, thanks for all the St. James turnovers, because the Blue Jay offense is not at its top level tonight either. So,
yep, 15 turnovers on St. James. 10:30 to go. Canawisher to Madsen, who just came back in.
Get it to her.
Now Wad's got it. Wad back to Madsen. Madsen, Bounce pass Mia Kanawisher. Mia will reset the offense. Left wing Madsen. Madsen bounce pass free throw line Kanawisher. Now Mia to Megan. 10-10 to go. Free throw line Azure. Kanawisher all alone. Right wing three. Good. Mia Kanawisher, her second three of the night. And Coug, the biggest lead for either team at 7. Sodeman, right wing. Now to Claire Watson. Watson. Journey Swanson. Free throw line cut off by Kanawisher. Tries a little no-look pass, and Azure stepped in the passing lane. Here comes Azure the other way. Azure to Madsen. Open underneath, banks it in. Avery Madsen and finishes what Azure started, and the Lady Jays have opened up a 9-point lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Welcome back. Conway Dale Kuyoff. Lady Jays lead 38-29, 9.5 to go. And Lady Jays have put a little distance between themselves and St. James. Here's a pass. London Swanson, a Journey Swanson, threw it away. That's turnover 17. And right now, Coug, I think the Lady Jays are on, what, a 10-2 run?
In a good position right now because St. James is turning the ball over and they aren't giving them the wide-open threes.
No. Now Waseca just has to play smart here to get win number 14.
Yep, no hurry to shoot.
Nope. With it is Mia Kanawisher. Skip pass cross-court to Madsen. Madsen now to Megan Kanawisher. Mia Kanawisher with it. Free throw line, Azure on the wing, Madsen, wide open three ball, and Avery Coog, she's heating up. She's got 8 here in the half. 41-29, reminiscent of what we saw with JCC.
Yep, exactly.
Nothing in the first half, and boom, she's got 8 now. Couple of threes. Sodeman will penetrate, steps through two defenders, too hard off the window, and Wad will grab the rebound. 41-29, Waseca, 12-2 run.
Chloe.
In the corner, Madsen, another three ball. That one way short. Rebound grabbed by Sodeman.
Chloe has 12 boards already tonight.
Another double-double. Oh, here's a wild off-balance. Left-handed scoop shot thrown up by J.C. Swanson. No good. Azure the rebound. Up the left side. Azure in the corner for Madsen. Madsen. Cross-court to Mia Kanawisher. 8-10 to go. Now, Azure with it, and Coug, I wouldn't mind seeing him run about 2 minutes off here.
Yeah, take your time.
With it is Azure, free throw line, baseline to Madsen. Now Kanawisher. Kanawisher, her pass almost stolen. Mia grabs it. Here's Madsen. Bounce pass right wing to Megan. Megan, top of the circle, Mia. You don't have to shoot it. And here's Azure with a bomb of a three. She was 4 feet behind the line, missed it.
You don't have to shoot
you
it, I heard someone say.
You don't have to shoot that. 41-29. Am I wrong?
No, you aren't wrong at all.
7:30. We know the boys, Coug, they can't go 20 seconds without shooting. That's just the way it is. But, you know, the girls got to be a little different. Here's a nice feed underneath to Claire Watson. All 5'2" of her, and she, in the lane, left-handed, banks it up and in. 41-31. Finally breaks the run by Waseca. Backing it in is Wad. Wad, turnaround over the top of Sodeman. That one rolled around and rolled off. 7 minutes to go. Swanson. London Swanson. Now Sodeman. Sodeman in the lane. Sodeman tries to go through the entire Jays defense. Her scoop shot off the window. Way too hard. Rebound grab by Megan Kanawisher. And there's Coach Conway Coug going, slow down. Why are you in a hurry? London Swanson tipped the ball out of the hands of Mia Kanawisher, and they said it was last touched by Waseca. Ooh. I don't know, Coug. I thought it was last touched by Swanson.
I did, too.
10 turnovers on Waseca. 6:47 to go, and Coug, just what we said, be smart, and they haven't been.
No.
Wild, long-distance shots, a turnover. You know, you don't have to allow the other team an opportunity. Malmgren at the free throw line. Baseline, London Swanson, 6.5 to go. With it is Malmgren. Now J.C. Swanson feeds Malmgren underneath. Nice catch, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, put back, good. She's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Madeline Malmgren. Malmgren knocks it down, and it's a 41-33 game. Back to 8. Left wing Madsen. Baseline corner Wad. Now with it is Azure. Azure, bounce pass, stolen away. Boy, she just telegraphed that one, and they picked it off. Another turnover. Here's Soderman with a three. Got it. And all of a sudden, it has turned around.
That's how fast you get back in it.
Lady Jays have just not been smart with the ball. They still lead by 5. But a timeout called by Waseca. 5:57 to go. Back in 30 seconds. Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
.557 remaining. Coogan, Lady Jays had a 10-point lead. You have the ball. And since then, they have just taken silly shots, 2 turnovers. Like we said, if you just play smart, it makes it extremely difficult for St. James to get back in it.
There's no shot clock till next
there
year.
There isn't, exactly. But now they made silly plays, and guess what? St. James is right back in it, Coog. Now down by 5.
2-possession game, no. Yeah.
It was 12. And boom, just like that to 5. So with it is Azure. We'll see if the Lady Jays can rebuild this lead a bit. Azure hands it back to Megan Kanawisher. Megan in the corner for Weisler. Weisler, wraparound pass, throws it right into the hands of Soderman. Turnover number 12 on Waseca, and that's 3 straight turnovers. Malmgren, her shot on the baseline, blocked by Chloe Wad. That was huge. Up court, Kanawisher. In the corner, Weisler. Wide open 3, and she throws up an air ball, Coug, after didn't even take any time. 5:20 to go. J.C. Swanson to London Swanson. London 15-footer, no good, and there's Madsen with the rebound. Hands it back to Megan Kanawisher. Lady Jays still lead by 5. Free throw line to Mwad. Now Madsen. Madsen thought about a 3, passed it up. Her pass cross court almost stolen. Megan got it back. Bounce pass baseline to Azure. Azure right in front of the rim, throws it up and in. So Sam got herself in position, kind of off balance and awkward, but knocked down the shot.
She makes more shots when she's off balance and awkward.
And then she picks off a pass, comes the other way, throws up a runner and knocks it down. So Sam, after having a couple of tough turnovers, Coug, responds and pushes the Lady Jays back to 9, 45-36. 4.5 to go. The ebbs and flows of this game. They'll go low post to Malmgren. Backs in Wad, but Wad changed that shot. Rebound grab by Megan. Don Wydale Kuyaf, Lady Jays basketball. Azure goes baseline. Nice feed to Wad. Cutting to the hoop, and Chloe lays it in. Azure has just taken the bull by the horns and leading the way, 47-36, but quickly down court. Journey Swanson missed a shot. Rebound put back by Malmberg is good, and she'll shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. Wow, 47-38.
Azure's really a streaker, Don. She can be so bad and then come and run off 3 great plays in a row.
She has been really tough. She had a big night tonight. I think 16 tonight for Sam. But you know, Coug, one thing about shooters, they shoot. They just continue to shoot.
They don't know if they're going in or not. They're just going to shoot.
Darn right. And Malmgren missed the free throw. And the rebound grabbed by the Lady Jays. And here comes the senior, Sam Azure. 4 minutes to go. Azure in the corner for Mia. Now Sam. 3:55 remaining. Free throw line. Here's Madsen. Turnaround knocks it down. And Avery My goodness. Nothing at halftime, and now she's got 10. And then Soderman double dribbles, turns it over.
Did we even mention Madsen's name in the first half? She didn't take a shot.
And now she's got 10 in the half. 49-38. And that right there, Coug, is turnover number 19 on St. James. Here's Madsen. Madsen, who's been a spark plug here in the second half. 3:35 to go. They hand it to Wad in the corner for Azure. Azure. Half court to Kanawisher. Now Madsen in the corner. Madsen for Mia. Low post feed Wad out to Madsen. Madsen right back to Chloe. Chloe, turnaround, fadeaway. Too hard off the glass. And the rebound grab by Soderman. She'll come the other way. Lady Jays by 11. 3:10 to go. J.C. Swanson, runner in the lane. No good. Malmgren's put back. That one is no good, but she got fouled. So, with 3:07 to go, Coug, we repeat what we said about 5 minutes ago. Just play smart, and you're going to walk away with the 14th win. Look at Coach Connolly on the sidelines. Oh, the free throw by Malmgren is good. This is one of those pull-your-hair-out nights, isn't it? London Swanson will take a break. I think Watson will come back in. Second offering for Malmgren. She missed that one. Long rebound grabbed by Mia Kanawisher. Good rebound. Megan. We're under 3 minutes. Here's Megan. Right wing to Madsen. Low post again. Wad back to Madsen. Madsen right back to Wad. Wad. Mia Kanawisher corner. Azure. She'll take another three. Halfway down. No good.
You didn't have to
shoot it. And the rebound by Soderman. 2:40 to go. Left wing Swanson. Now Journey Swanson penetrates. Gets to the rim on the baseline and gets fouled. I think Madsen went up to block the shot and fouled her. 2:40 to go. 10-point lead for Waseca. Journey Swanson can cut into the lead right here. Boy, Coach, she doesn't take much time shooting free throws
she
either.
Sure doesn't.
Holy Christmas. So, second offering for Journey. She missed that one. Got the first one, missed the second. Madsen the rebound. You don't have to shoot. Make them foul you. Make them do something extraordinary. 49-40. Megan Kanawisher hands it off to Madsen. Right back to Kanawisher. Low post feed to Wad. Wad now to Kanawisher. Here's Azure with it with 2:19 to go. Madsen will penetrate. Bounce pass to Mia. Baseline Wad. Here you go, Coop. Just work some clock. This is it. Now Madsen trying to work some clock. Lost the ball, but Wad tips it back to Megan Kanawisher. What a play. Lady Jays hang on to it, and then Kanawisher throws it away. Right into the hands of Swanson. Down court comes Soderman. A big three ball. Got it, boy. She has been money in the bank with big threes. Her fourth three. And it's a six-point game again. 49-43. Buck 53 to go. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Waseca, Lady Jays basketball.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Well, here we go again. Coug, Lady Jays have allowed St. James back in it.
And here comes the full court pressure now.
And they lead by 6 with a minute 53 to go. You just got to get the ball in. They do to Megan. Megan's going to work her way through the D, and she's going to be fouled. Boy, it looked like she had cleared herself, didn't it?
That's only like the fourth foul on St. James.
Lady Jays also only have 4, so fouls haven't been a big deal. So they're going to be wasting a little time here, Coug. They'll inbound to Sam. Sam into the corner. Now Sam will go baseline. Sam takes the shot, gets it blocked by Soderman, and she saves it right into the hand.
I'm Nyla Hagan, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays!
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
You want to work with. To find a SmartVestor Pro today, go to RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor. That's RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.
Hey guys, Rachel Cruz here. So many parents I talk to lately feel a little lost when it comes to talking to their kids about money. It comes up when I'm coaching people and even in my own group of friends. They want to teach their kids how to spend responsibly, the joy of giving generously, the value of hard work, how to avoid college debt, and more. If that's something you've been feeling too, don't worry. Instilling these values in your kids is easier than you think. You just need a guide. That's why my dad, Dave Ramsey, and I wrote a book, Smart Money, Smart Kids. This best-selling book is our no-nonsense approach to teaching kids and teens the basics of money. These money lessons are crucial to their financial future, especially right now in our debt-obsessed world. This book will set your whole family up for success and open up meaningful conversations with your kids around money, no matter how old they are. Go to the online store at RamseySolutions.com today to get your copy of Smart Money, Smart Kids. That's RamseySolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Ramsey Show. I'm George Campbell, joined by Christina Ellis this hour. We've got a question of the day from Kristen, who was hanging out in our Facebook group, the Baby Steps Millionaires community, not just for actual Baby Steps Millionaires, but if you're an aspiring Baby Steps Millionaires, you're on that path, be sure to go join that Facebook group. And here's her question. I'm saving for college for children. We have an 18-year-old that will be starting college in January. We will not be on baby step 5 for a while, but do we save for her college even though she will already be in college? Do we help her pay for it, or do we just leave that to her? I don't know. What is the right thing to do?
Well, I'm a little confused by the question because she's saying they're saving for, we're about to start saving for college, but they're not on baby step 5 yet, right? So I'm assuming they still have debt.
That's what it sounds like. They're probably in baby steps 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, hey, she's going to be in college. Do we start save? Do we just go ahead and help her with that? Or do we just leave that to her since we're not at a place to do it yet?
Well, if you're still in debt, I'm going to encourage you to wait and pay off.
Well, it's 50-47. Sorry, we had a technical snafu. It's 50-47. Lady J's a 3-point lead. St. James just missed a shot. Waseca has it with 33 seconds to go. Kanawisher cross court to Azure. Azure will penetrate. Azure off the glass. Good. Sam Azure continues with a huge night. 52-47. Lady J's back by 5. Here's Sodeman in the corner for J.C. Swanson. Now Sodeman, she'll take a long three. That one no good. Rebound grabbed by London Swanson. And London Swanson, I think, is going to be fouled. With 10.5 to go, Lady J's by 5. Holy cow, this has been up and down, Coogan. Waseca's had opportunities just to salt this thing away, and St. James just keeps coming back. 10.5 seconds to go. The Saints will inbound. Swanson to Sodeman. Underneath to Watson. A turnaround over Wad, no good, and Kanawisher with the rebound, and Kanawisher threw it away. And why, Coog, is 5'2" Swanson posting up against Chloe Wad, who's 6'2"? That was bizarre.
Oh,
anyway, a timeout called by St. James. Just a bizarre series of events. And the Lady Jays are going to try to hang on to this thing. Holy cow. Two different times, Coug, Lady Jays had 12-point leads and took some crazy shots and turning it over. And now, with 3.8 to go, you think they probably got her salted away?
Well, the way this game has been done, I think maybe Joan better keep them right on the bench when the ready-for-play signal starts.
Oh, boy. I still don't get that last play by St. James. 5'2", Claire Watson was posting up 6'2", Chloe Wadd. Well, she obviously could barely get the ball over Chloe and threw it way high off the backboard. Very strange. Sam Azure with a big night for Waseca. Sam's got 16, 14 for Chloe. 3.8 seconds to go. Can Waseca hang on? So J.C. Swanson will inbound from the sideline. And, Coug, you know what? I just run out of the way.
I would, too.
You don't have the clock. Once it starts running, it runs. They'll inbound to Sodeman. Sodeman fires up a three. No good. Rebound. Kanawisher. And the Lady Jays are going to hang on for a victory 52-47 over the St. James Lady Saints. Wow, a wild finish here in Waseca, but the Lady Jays pick up win number 14 on the year. Well, post game is coming up. Waseca wins 52-47. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Federated Mutual Insurance Company is hiring in Owatonna and Mankato. Federated Insurance offers full training, competitive pay and benefits, plenty of room for growth, and an unmatched company culture. We are seeking talented professionals who are comfortable working with multiple computer systems and who have a strong attention to detail. No insurance experience is required. Join a company that values hard work and continues to thrive and grow. Learn more and apply now at federatedinsurance.com.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Well, we're back in Waseca. Lady Jays made it a little harder, Coug, than I think they had to, but They did manage to hang on for the win, pick up win number 14, knocking off St. James 52-47. Let's run through the stats. Leading the way for Waseca was Sam Asher with 16. Chloe Watt at 14, double-double tonight for Chloe. 10 for Madsen, all in the second half. Megan Kanawisher with 5 and 6 for Mia Kanawisher. Lady Jays 11 of 30 in that half, 36%. They were 20 of 57 overall, 35%. They were 3 of 3 from the free throw line. They turned it over 15 times. For St. James, they were led by Taylor Soderman with 14. Madeline Malmgren at 17, Taylor Soderman at 14. 5 for Journey Swanson, 3 for London Swanson, 5 for J.C. Swanson, 2 for Claire Watson, and 2 for Maddie Whitney. St. James, 10 of 29 in the second half, 34%. They were 19 of 49 overall, 38%. 4 of 8 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 19 times. Waseca outscored St. James 30-25 in the second half. Cool.
Good night for the Jays in rebounding tonight. They won both halves on the board. The first half 15-12, the second half 21-18, leaving the Jays with a 36-30 rebounding advantage tonight. The Jays had 12 offensive boards, 24 defensive. St. James 7 offensive, 23 defensive. For the Jays, leading the way, Chloe Wadd tonight had 13 rebounds. Avery Mattson pulled down 8. Megan Kanawisher had 6. 4 for Mia Kanawisher, 3 for Azure, and 2 for Dufault. 36-30, the Jays win the boards.
So Waseca improves to 14-7. St. James falls to 12-9. And, you know, very importantly, Coug, the Lady Jays keep themselves in that hunt for that third seed and a home game in this section. This was, you know, it wasn't pretty. It was frustrating at times, but you got it done. So you move on to the next game, and I think they have Maple River coming up.
Good game that the Jays had to grind it out.
Yep.
And you got to win some like that too, Don. It's good to know they can do that. They didn't have a great shooting night. They didn't always do the smart thing. But at the end, they had enough there to pull out a victory.
So, Waseca will now, as like I said, they'll move on. I think they have Maple River next, so another big game coming up. And hopefully they can just keep it rolling, Coug, and as tourney time. They don't have many games left on the schedule.
No, they're 14-7, so yeah. They must only have five.
Five
left.
Games on the schedule, so they're coming down to crunch time. Now, next week we're working on, hopefully we can get a Tuesday game worked in here. Waseca has Sibley East. The boys, I think we're going to have two boys games next week, Coug, as they'll have Sibley East Tuesday. We're working on that one, and then for sure we'll have Marshall on Friday. So a couple of chances to see the boys who are in action against St. James. Didn't hear a score from St. James tonight, but hopefully they picked up a good win there to keep on rolling. So I want to say our thank yous, Andrea. Marvelous job of the studio engineering. Thank you so much. Coug, best color guy in the business. Of course, make sure to patronize those wonderful sports boosters that make the broadcast possible. And, of course, thanks to you for tuning in. Lady Jays, hang on as they knock off St. James' final score, 52-47. For Dale Kuyev, I'm Don White. Have a great weekend, everyone. Good night.